Stan, BioSolutions is part of the whole Alberta Innovate system. Can you tell me what that is, first of all?
Well, we're in the midst of, a long-term experiment. We're 3 years into the Alberta Innovate system. The Premier of the province in 2008 asked his Minister of Advanced Education to think a little bit about how the innovation system works in the province, and that turned out to be the Alberta Innovate system. So we have corporations that have responsibilities in health, in energy and environment, in technology futures, thinking about commercialization, and the work that we do within Alberta Innovate's BioSolutions around helping the forestry, agriculture, and food industries.
So that has essentially reorganized a lot of the agencies that were already there and doing a lot of good work for a long time. Which ones did BioSolutions take on?
We were very fortunate. We have had a number of great legacy organizations, the Alberta Agricultural Research Institute, the Alberta Forestry Research Institute, the Alberta Life Sciences Research Institute, and the Alberta Prion Research Institute. Those were remarkable agencies. Many of them had very long histories in the province of Alberta. And I think one reason why Alberta Innovate's BioSolutions was able to get off the ground so quickly was because we already had a number of investments on the ground through those legacy organizations, and we were able to attract a lot of the people that had been involved in those institutes to come into, again, what was a bit of an experiment. Those agencies worked within ministries of the government of Alberta. The Alberta Innovates corporations are outside of government that are governed by boards that are appointed by the Minister of Enterprise and Advanced Education, but it's a different process to where we were at 3 years ago.
So you're 3 years into BioSolutions, so you've had more than a chance to get your toes wet. What is your mandate?
So our mandate is to be able to ensure that agriculture, food, and forestry, those very important sectors in this province, are able to continue to contribute to the economic, social, and environmental well-being of the province. Over the last 10 years, those three sectors of agriculture, food, and forestry usually contribute somewhere in the range of $25 billion worth of economic activity to the province of Alberta. So we see that as a very important contribution to the province. We like to refer to agriculture and forestry as the two top renewable industries in this province. But I will quickly say that we have no entitlement to those $25 billion. And certainly what we see with our industry collaborators, with our sole shareholder, the government of Alberta, is that investments in science and innovation will be one way that we remain competitive, that we remain profitable, so that we have a long future for those industries in this province as well.
Whenever I see you talk, you're always talking about this bioeconomy. And you mentioned the traditional industries in Alberta, forestry and definitely agriculture. Certainly one of the things that we have been trying to get away from, I guess, is this idea of Alberta and Canada being sort of the hewers of wood and drawers of water. Mm-hmm. What are you doing in BioSolutions to get beyond that?
Well, thank you for pointing out that indeed there is this discussion around the bioeconomy. People talk sometimes about bioindustrial refining or other things. I need to say that our traditional industries, if we want to call them that, are incredibly important to the province of Alberta. So if we think about forestry, the solid wood, the pulp, the paper groups make great contributions. They're important to many towns across the province of Alberta, certainly across rural areas. And in the same way, the agriculture sector, a $3 or $4 billion livestock industry, important grains and oilseeds industry. So we see those as existing. We see that we want to continue to grow those. But you refer to the bioeconomy. And I think the way that we define that within BioSolutions is thinking about what else can you do with the biomass that we produce in this province beyond those commodities that we've mentioned already? And are there new ways, new technologies that you can actually tear apart either the co-products of the forest or of agriculture to produce new kinds of things, new materials, new chemicals, new products that really haven't appeared on the market up until now?
So it's a real change in mindset. How do you get that change happening?
Well, As with most things, industry, I would say, is sometimes far ahead. In the case of the bioeconomy, I would say that this is a very clear partnership to where industry wants to go and perhaps where a research corporation like Elbert Innovates BioSolutions can play a role. So we have participated in road mapping with our forestry sector. You know, it's been a tough time for the forestry sector with mountain pine beetle, with a high dollar, with the fall in U.S. housing starts, which was a primary focus of the markets for the forest industry. So they have started to think, how can we do different things differently? What other technologies can we incorporate? And I would just take a couple of recent examples to see Alberta Pacific putting in a biomethanol plant, producing a chemical from wood chips, to see Miller Western in Whitecourt making an investment where they would treat their effluent in a different way, using biological systems to get greater value from one of the co-product streams within their mill. So this is about thinking about a feedstock which comes from a biological base, whether that be agriculture or forestry, thinking about what are those new technologies that you can use to convert this feedstock? And then what are those products? And I've laid out some of them. I think about TTS and Drayton Valley, where they're using wood fiber to create a whole array of wood matting, fiber matting products that really just didn't exist before they started to begin this enterprise.
Taking those examples from forestry, what's happening in agriculture?
Agriculture, I think, is probably on a different track in some ways. One of the reasons would be that a lot of these bioindustries are looking for scalable technology. That means that they need to use a lot of biomass. And the very nature of our forest systems, where existing companies harvest that fiber, they bring it to central locations, it allows a larger amount of fiber to be available to some of the processes I've described. In agriculture, I think it's a little bit more specific. People are thinking about what you can do with, say, wheat. If I think about the Permalex facility in Red Deer, they take wheat in on one end, they produce gluten, they produce flour, they produce ethanol, so a multiple number of streams coming from a resource. And I think there are a number of agricultural companies that are looking at how they can play in this area as well.
BioSolutions actually has a very broad mandate. You've touched on agriculture and forestry, but you're also dealing with food products, food safety, and also environmental integrity. How do you really bring all of that together?
Yes, that's an excellent question that we ourselves, I think, our curses are blessings sometimes when we look at this. You're right. We have business lines in sustainable production to make sure that we can produce that biomass, those commodities that I spoke about. We certainly are focused on the food for health side. We understand that we can't touch on every aspect of something like food, but what do? We invest in technologies that look at reducing the amount of sodium in certain kinds of meat products. We look at the kinds of products that might be produced that would be beneficial for perhaps type 2 diabetics and those kind of things. So always looking for specific qualities that technology can add value to the products that are there. And we do work in biorefining and ecosystem services, and we have the work of the Alberta Prion Institute also based within our organization, very important to the livestock industry and more broadly to the wildlife industries in the province of Alberta.
So you're going from research to commercialization. All of that takes money. How are you attracting the investment to support this?
Yeah, Alberta Innovates BioSolutions, the mandate that we have from our sole shareholder, which is the government of Alberta, is to think about the front end of that, about making the right choices as far as making investments in research, ensuring that we're working in step with our industries wherever possible to make sure that once that research is done, that there is a receptor out there, somebody that can use that work. We're not a VC. We are not a development bank. We work very closely with other groups within Alberta, Alberta Enterprise. I've already mentioned Alberta Innovates Technology Futures, one of our sister corporations that does have more of a focus, and they have a broader skill set when it comes to not only technology commercialization. We like to think in terms of knowledge exchange. What are we hearing from citizens? What are we hearing from industries? How then can we actually make a contribution through investing in science or in innovation that will assist in whatever that opportunity or that challenge might be?
This is what's happening in Alberta, but what about the rest of Canada, the rest of the world?
Well, as you know, It's been interesting to see on the business pages of the World Press the focus on food security, on food safety. We think that Alberta has some real opportunities in using the resources that it has. You know, we have 20 million hectares of cropland that we use in this province, both pasture and annual crops. We have over 35 million hectares of forest. The world is paying attention to Alberta because of those resources, but also because of the investments that we're making in research and the kinds of people that we have here and the companies that we have. So where is Alberta positioned? We can provide food to the world. We've been doing that for a long period of time, mostly to the groups that can pay for it around the world, and we need to get better at making sure that we can work with citizens in those areas, but also to use those technologies for maybe the broader benefit of the globe. We think that there's a continuing demand for fiber, perhaps not always in the products that we've sold to the world, but in other ways, and we're working on that. And all I can say is that I can see that people from within Alberta Innovates BioSolutions and the researchers that we invest in, the companies that we work with, are either being invited to come to the rest of the world to tell about the kinds of things that are going on in Alberta, and we're getting a very rapid stream of people coming to this province because of some of these resources that I've laid out.
Can you give me two or three specific examples of things that really excite you right now where we could really make a difference?
We've spent a lot of time on thinking about the bioeconomy and this idea of bioindustrial refining. We have a broad set of companies now. We have buy-in from the government of Alberta and a number of the key ministries that are engaged in this area of thinking about what kind of investments do we need to make for the next 10 years to develop this bioeconomy. Yes, it's happening now in fits and starts because of the circumstances of particular companies. We think that there could be a very planned, a very strategic approach to what Alberta could do to truly show global leadership in using the resources that we have here in the biomass that we produce. So I think that's very exciting, and I anticipate that this will be an area of continued growth for the province. We've spoken about food. I think that Alberta and Canada in general, we're one of the few jurisdictions that has the land base, the water base, and the people to actually grow our food production. We know we're heading towards 9 billion people. We know that the middle class is growing across the developing world. We already see that people are wanting to access Alberta products. We have to make sure that those are the most efficiently produced products that have the highest value. So we certainly see food as a potential area. And the third one that I would outline is this area of ecosystem services. We've been asked by an Alberta agency, the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation, to think about, are there biological ways for sequestering carbon? We work very closely with land managers in both agriculture and forestry. We think that there might be ways to use science and new technology to lock down carbon in ways beyond what has been in the conversation before now. And just that broader suite of ecosystem services. So we think that the land managers in agriculture and forestry have done a good job of making sure that we have clean air and clean soils and high quality water. We need to make sure that those industries are rewarded for that stewardship that they provide, and there are some mechanisms that probably can help us to get there. If I think in terms of the bioeconomy, if I think in terms of food and that food supply to the world, and this whole burgeoning area of ecosystem services, those are certainly three areas that Alberta Innovates BioSolutions feels that we can play a significant role in testing out those researchable questions that will grow those areas.
Can you give me kind of a real-life example of how this might work, taking something that's grown in the ground or grown in the forest, and it becomes a product?
We have just made an announcement of a research investment with a number of partners looking at, can we use wood pulp, wood fiber, to produce auto parts? So we're doing this in collaboration with an Ontario group alongside Alberta Innovates Technology Futures, which has some great technical skills, some scientific expertise in thinking about these composite materials, and a number of pulp plants in the province of Alberta, and Magna Auto Parts, one of the tier one suppliers to the auto industry globally. What does Magna want out of this? They want something that's light and strong and renewable, because some of the key manufacturers around the world are looking for this to put as parts into their automobiles. And we want to be able to use, in this case, wood fiber in a way that's much different from the wood products or the pulp or the paper that we produce here. So it's really a test of an entirely new potential market. It's a test of entirely new technologies, but it's driven by the fact that we have those resources here in the province of Alberta, and that we might be able to use those fiber resources in a way that would have been inconceivable 2 or 3 years ago, but what technology has triggered for us.
So when you get your managers together, what do you tell them?
Well, that's an interesting question. We have a great group. We've been able to bring people from across the province, from across the country. I think we need to consider how these things integrate. It's easy to talk about sustainable production or food or ecosystem services or prion. How can we do things together? Because many of these areas cross those boundaries of the business lines that we have. So I think that's one area of always looking. The government of Alberta has asked us to lead, but also to integrate in these areas of research when it comes to agriculture and food and forestry. So I think we have a real role in finding those key scientific opportunities, those key research opportunities, but then it's also that element of integrating the science, the business, the demands of citizens, the requirements of our shareholder, the government of Alberta, to make sure that we actually can produce those benefits that the province will be able to see through new industries, through new employment, through knowledge-based jobs, through just great stewardship of the resources that we have within this province.
Thank you very much, Stan.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much, Cheryl.